The tragic killing of innocent tourists in Baisaran, Pahalgam, on April 22nd has understandably sparked grief, outrage, and a flurry of accusations. Yet before succumbing to the blame game, particularly the one targeting Pakistan, it is crucial to step back and examine the broader context and implications of such violence. History offers a cautionary tale. Former President Bill Clinton, in an introduction to Madeleine Albright's book, The Mighty and the Almighty, Reflections on America, God, and World Affairs, recounts an incident during a visit to India in 2000. Hindu militants murdered 38 Sikhs in cold blood. Clinton stated, "If I had not made the trip because I feared what militants might do, I could not have fulfilled my responsibilities as President of the United States." A Telegraph India article from June 2006, by Charu Sudhan Kasturi, includes an excerpt that references the Chattisgarh, Anantnag massacre in March 2000, which resulted in the deaths of 35 Sikhs. Initially, security forces attributed the incident to Pakistan-based terrorists and executed five alleged perpetrators. However, local villagers asserted that these individuals were innocent civilians, compelling the state government to initiate an investigation. A three-member investigation team established in 2002 by Chief Minister Mufti Mohammad Saeed eventually uncovered that three police officers and two doctors had been involved in falsifying DNA samples obtained from the deceased Kashmiris. These events are not mere historical footnotes. They illustrate how, in moments of national trauma, convenient narratives often replace complex truths, and truth suffers. Today, a similar pattern is emerging. Indian media, political leaders, and official documents are once again pointing the finger at Pakistan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has vowed to teach the perpetrators a lesson, while India's Ministry of Jal Shakti has suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, citing Pakistan's sustained cross-border terrorism. The April 24 suspension notice explicitly refers to the Indian Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir, a designation deeply contentious under UN Security Council resolutions, which regard the region as disputed. Even the third point of the five-point notice of suspension of the IWT by Debashree Mukherjee, Secretary of India's Ministry of Jal Shakti, Department of Water Resources, dated April 24, implies direct involvement of the Pakistan government in acts of terrorism. Secondly, linking a bilateral water treaty to an unproven terror allegation is not only diplomatically problematic but also dangerous. It raises critical questions. Is this a pretext for a long-planned withdrawal from the treaty? Has the Indian establishment been laying the groundwork for a policy of water aggression since at least 2016?